It's Magic at the Movies. I'm now joined by Isla Fisher, star of Confessions of a Shopaholic. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome here. Actually, it's the first time I've ever managed to interview you. I've been trying for years.
Oh, really? I didn't know. You could have done it any day of the week.
Oh, man. If only I'd known, eh? So listen, let's talk about the film. Confessions of a Shopaholic, as we say. You play Rebecca Bloomwood.
Yes.
The Shopaholic.
Yes, someone with a passion for fashion who unfortunately gets into a little debt, but it's a redemption story. She learns her lessons.
And it's got some interesting little quirkisms in there, like putting the credit card into a block of ice and then breaking it with your stilettos.
Exactly. There's a lot of comedy in the movie, and I really enjoyed doing physical comedy, so it was a great opportunity for me.
Now, am I right in thinking that you once trained in Paris? And in fact, didn't you train as a clown or something?
I trained at a theatre school called Jack Lecoq, and a lot of what you learn there is clown, mime, juggling, comedy de l'arte, and bouffant.
So it really has stood you in good stead.
Yeah, I'm pretty competent at tapping into my inner idiot.
What are you like sort of offset? Are you a bit like that anyway?
I don't know. You'd have to ask one of my co-stars. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm not one of those pranksters, you hear about, those actors that do, put strange things in each other's trailers. I never seem to have time for all that.
Has anyone ever done it to you?
No, but I was very nervous because during Wedding Crashers, those boys were always up to shenanigans, Vince and Owen, and I was convinced that one of them would do something to me, but they were very sweet. They didn't.
Now, you seem to have sort of taken the romantic comedy style by storm now, really. You've made it your own.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, is that something that you consciously wanted to do, or have you just fallen into it?
No, I've never, and I think it's probably, it's probably the thing that I like most about my attitude to life is I never plan anything. I like to keep life as an open book. So I didn't actually know I was going to end up in rom-coms. It was Sasha that actually got me in comedy in the first place. He sort of encouraged me in that, direction. And I'm, completely happy to kind of go wherever I go.
This is Sasha Baron Cohen, your fiancé, of course.
Yes,
whom you have the beautiful Olive with.
Yes.
How's motherhood?
Amazing.
You are glowing, actually, from it.
You can see.
I was sort of interested in a few sort of aspects of filming this, because for a start, it was the first time anyone was ever allowed in Prada.
Yeah, now, yes.
Well, to film. I mean, yes. Obviously they're allowed into shop.
Allowed into shop. Although you have to bring a fancy buzzer to get into the store where we shot. But no, and it was really interesting because we weren't allowed to use specific language in Prada. So we could say pink shirt. No, we had to say, I can't remember now. But, there was a Prada consultant present on set, a couple actually, and they took it very seriously. We weren't allowed to say certain things, which is fair enough. It was their brand that was, being used. But we had a great time in there.
So you actually say to Hugh's character in the film, you speak Prada. There is actually a Prada language then.
There really is a Prada language. Oh, yeah. If I spoke it, I'd impress you with it, but unfortunately I don't.
Do you speak any other languages?
I speak French.
Ah, oui.
Oui, bien sûr.
That's about all I know.
It's not a long conversation,
and
then, is it?
Je m'appelle Jamie. That's about it. You don't speak Finnish?
No, unfortunately.
As we discover in the film.
Yes, clearly.
I'm quite interested about the way that the Finnish people greet each other.
Yes, I know. Rebecca Bloomwood, unfortunately, is just a classic clown character and attempts to greet the Finnish people in a way she presumes is exotic and their natural greeting. But it's actually just an Eskimo kiss.
Which, I think everybody should greet with.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great way.
Yeah.
You work with John Goodman and Joan Cusack. They're actually your parents in
the movie.
What,
yeah.
What was that? Yeah, not actually your parents.
No, I'm sorry. It's a bit early. No, I loved working with them. I learned a lot from both of them. They have really different styles. Joan likes to improvise. She never repeats, her dialogue the same way. She's a very kind of, very flexible performer. And John is just such a brilliant physical comedian. And I'm such a fan of him from the Coen Brother movie, Lebowski, The Big Lebowski. So to be in scenes with them was amazing for me.
Fantastic. Now, on Magic, we have a show called Secret Songs, which is a show where people choose the song that means something special to them.
Yeah.
I just wondered what your secret song would be.
My secret song would probably be... probably it's that U2 song, Beautiful Day.
Ooh, Beautiful Day. Or yes. With or Without You.
Beautiful Day.
Is that because you're more of a rocker?
No, just because I think it's a really positive, upbeat song, and it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel really happy when I hear that song. It's not much of a secret, is it?
Well, not anymore.
No.
Also the theme tune to a football show.
Oh, really? Awkward, really awkward.
I quite like the fact that you like football themes.
No, because I literally, my mind went straight to Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Ba, Ba, Black Sheep, The Wiggles, and I thought of all these kids' songs, and then I thought, how uncool am I?
That's not what you've got on your iPod, surely.
It is, unfortunately. Times have changed. And then, yeah, so forgive me.
That is a brilliant answer. Thank you ever so much for joining us on Magic.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.